Welcome to a special edition of the Front Stretch Podcast. I'm your host, Dustin Albino. Today, I'm joined by my Front Stretch colleagues, Joseph Olkin and Zach Catanzardi, as we are here to give you our predictions for the 2018 NASCAR playoffs, round by round, and then crown our 2018 champion. Yes, the green flag hasn't even waved at Daytona yet, but we are going to give you our expertise of the test, and we will check back in after the checkered flag waves at Indy to start the beginning of the playoffs at Las Vegas. Now, Joe, before we get started here, this is your first podcast of the year, so how was your offseason?
Oh, it's fantastic, man. Getting ready to graduate from Stony Brook University. Been quite busy with the Stony Brook News. It's been a great offseason. I'm ready to get back going.
Sweet. Now let's get into some predictions. Guys, Martin Truex Jr. coming off a dominating year last year. I have him probably as the number one seed in my playoffs. What about you guys?
Yeah, I pretty much just went down the championship points from last year, and yeah, the guy up top, when that fell, you know, was Truex, so yeah, he was absolutely my number one for this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think Truex is going to be up there, don't get me wrong, he's in my final four, but my number one is Kyle Larson. Kyle Larson had an unbelievable end to the season until he experienced some really awful luck. Kyle Larson is going to be your 2018 champion.
Wow, well, Joe just threw out his champion right away. we know who Joe's got. But yeah, I got Larson in my playoffs as well, Zach. What about you?
Yeah, I have Larson. I don't have him winning the championship. Don't have him in the final four either, but I do have him making it to the final eight. As we've seen with his, you know, inconsistency, sometimes it's luck, sometimes it's him screwing up. But this year, I think he's going to do a great job, but I don't have him making the final four.
No, let's take another Kyle Busch. It took him 21 races before he got his first win last year at Pocono. He's solidly in, right?
Yeah, for sure. He was, you know, if I were to pick Truex as my number one, Kyle was my number two. I don't think he's going to have any issues winning this year. It took him so long last year, and it was so odd, but yeah, I don't think that's going to be a problem this year.
Yeah, I agree with you, Zach. I think that he's going to win early and often. He's going to have a much stronger start to the year. Toyota, I don't think, is going to be as behind as it was at the start of 2017. And you're going to see Joe Gibbs Racing and Vern Jerome Racing really get out there right off the bat and contend for wins, more so than we've seen as of late.
Yeah, I agree with that. And speaking of which, let's keep it in the Toyota camp. Let's keep it in the Joe Gibbs Racing camp. Denny Hamlin, he's in, correct? Right, Joe?
Oh, absolutely in. But I don't see him going far in the playoffs. Over the years, Denny Hamlin has shown a high level of inconsistency. I think that he's going to get eliminated in the round of 12, actually.
Interesting. Zach, you?
Yeah, I have him making it pretty far. I've been contemplating if he can win his first championship. I mean, I was really impressed by Phoenix last year before everything, you know, hit the wall with him and Chase. But, I mean, he was putting on a tremendous run there when it was all on the line. So he seems to have that type of attitude. And he definitely has the one to win that first title. So I have him making it pretty far, and for sure making the playoffs.
And now I'm going to throw in a wild card here, and we're going to keep in the Joe Gibbs Racing camp. I'm expecting a huge year out of Eric Jones. What about you? I think he's going to win at least two, maybe three races, Zach.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. He was, if I can pick one young driver who I think would break out this year, it's actually not Chase Elliott. It is Eric Jones. I saw a lot of great things from him last year. I felt like we really learned a lot about what type of driver he is. And if he can just get a little bit more aggressive, I think he can win, as you said, two, maybe even three races. And I have him making it pretty far into these playoffs. So if there's one young driver who I think can really bust out of that bubble, it'll be Eric.
I definitely think that Eric Jones is going to make the playoffs. I see him winning a race or two, not anything more, anything less. He will get into victory lane this year, but I don't see him going far in the playoffs. I still need to see how consistent that number 20 car can be. Obviously, Matt Kenseth did do unbelievably well in that 20 car over the past few years, but 2017 wasn't that great for the 20 team, and I don't think that there's going to be a major improvement with a sophomore driver. I'm curious to see whether or not we're going to see a sophomore slump out of Eric Jones. That's a big question. And if we do see it, I think that's going to happen the second part of the season after he gets a win or two.
Now, let's move to the Chevy camp where they got a brand new Camaro, which, you know, they could struggle. They could come off hot to begin the year. Let's throw a seven-time champion, Jimmy Johnson. Obviously, he's never missed the playoffs or the chase when it was the chase. and he's won 7 titles under it, so he's got to be in, right, Joe?
Oh, absolutely. I have him actually getting eliminated in the round of 8. I think that he's going to win a couple of races. That new Chevy, can we go over how
it looks badass. Right, Zach?
Oh, I love it. Chase Elliott posted something to Instagram today, and it was a flame. Like, goddamn.
It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. So, yeah, I think that with the new body, there's going to be a couple of difficulties for Chevy. But it can't be as bad as 2017 was for Hendrick Motorsports. So I expect Jimmy Johnson to be in that round of 8.
Yeah, I know for the media tour, you know, a week or two ago, that was one of the big questions we were bouncing off the drivers, you know, how they think that Chevy is going to perform with that new nose. And it's definitely one of the storylines I'm looking for. And for sure, I have Jimmy making the playoffs. So I'd be interested to see. I expect a couple wins at least, but I expect to see the consistency. Can he get back into the top 5 on a regular basis? He only had, what, 4 top 5s last year?
It was bad.
Remarkable. So,
and 3 of them were wins.
One after May. So that's really the big question. I have him winning and making the playoffs, but how often can you run up front? That's what I want to say.
Yeah, I mean, last year was obviously Jimmy's probably his worst year of his career, even though he still won 3 races. So, that says a lot. Chase Elliott, he's going to his father's famed number 9 car. I'm going to make a bold statement here. Chase Elliott's going to lead the series in wins this year.
Oh, wow. That's a bold statement.
He probably should have won 5 or 6 races last year, so I think he does win 5 or 6 this year.
I think that the biggest thing with Chase Elliott is going to be when he gets into victory lane. It has to be early in the season, number one.
He's Atlanta.
Still very unproven in the sense that he hasn't won yet. Once he does do so, if he does, it's history. I'm sure he will this year. Then again, we said that last year. But when he does, he's going to win a lot of races. I just don't think that he's going to win a ton this year. I could see him winning 3 or 4, definitely not leading the series, though. I see Martin Truex Jr. continuing that streak this year. Or even someone like Ryan Blaney surprising everyone.
Yeah, I have Chase making it. I actually have him making the final 4. And I feel like he can win. I don't think he's going to be the leader with the wins. That's definitely a really interesting team I'm going to be watching. You know, all of Hendrick. But, you know, with Chase, I feel if, like Joe said, if he wins early in the season, I think that's just going to open the gates and he's going to become. It's going to be fascinating to see how he changes as a driver after getting that first win. Like Kyle Larson was. He was a big one. You know, he finally got that first win and then came into last year and he won, you know, 4 or 5 races and did pretty well with wins. So I'll be really fascinated to see if Chase changes if he does get that early season win.
Now let's keep it in the Hendrick camp. I think William Byron's going to have a pretty stout year in his first year. I think he'll get to victory lane once. He won 4 times last year in his rookie season in the Xfinity Series, 7 times in 2016 his rookie year in the Truck Series. Zach, you think William Byron's going to make the playoffs?
I do, and he's kicked ass in everything that he's touched so far. I mean, Trucks, he was insane. He had the winningest rookie season in series history. Went into Xfinity last year a lot, you know, with some question marks, just like how he went to Trucks, and he again performed and he won that championship. So I don't see him winning 7 races or 4 races in Cup. I think that it's going to be a cliff. You know, it's going to be a huge uptick in performance or an uptick in difficulty. But I do have him making the playoffs. I do see him, you know, perhaps winning a race. It'll be huge for him to get that 24 in victory lane, something that Chase couldn't do. But yeah, I just don't have him making it too far. So yes, he does have a playoff berth coming.
I disagree with you, both of you. I think that, you know, Hendrick has struggled over the past year or so, and if anyone's getting the playoffs for Hendrick, it's going to be Jimmy and Chase Elliott. I believe that William Byron is certainly a talented young man, but he's still in school. He just posted a tweet today of him doing homework. I think the stress is going to get to him of doing both, number one. And number two, I just need to see what he can do. I feel like he's going to be a Chase Elliott type in the sense that he's going to be kind of consistent at first, not too much. I think he's going to struggle more than Chase did. I definitely feel like he's being rushed more than Chase Elliott was. I felt Chase Elliott was a little more ready than William Byron, but we'll just have to wait and see, I guess.
Yeah, but he's got ice water in his veins, man. And Darian Grubbs is crew chief. I think he's definitely getting in. I don't think Bowman's getting in, though. Do you? Either of you have Bowman in?
Nope.
Yeah, he was the 100 guy who I just couldn't give him the check mark. Not this year.
Now, we both said that we predict Kyle Larson to make the playoffs, so I'm going to throw a little wild card here. Jamie McMurray's made it the last 3 years. Is he making a fourth year? I say yes.
Yeah, with that consistency. I mean, last year, yeah, he didn't win, but it was his best year, really. You know, when it comes to how much we saw him up into the top 15, top 10, so that'll get you in the playoffs, but it just won't get you that far.
I don't think so. I don't think he's going to win a race this year, even though he might be consistent. I see that there's a high chance we have near 16 winners this year, and I think we're going to have a few surprises, and Jamie McMurray is not going to be among them.
Interesting. Let's go to the Penske trio. I've got all three of them in. I think Brad Keselowski's going to have a pretty good year. I think Blaney's going to get back to victory lane in the 12th car. And I think Joey Logano, this is his rebound year after a disaster of 2017. What about you, Joe?
Yeah, I see Joey Logano and Brad Keselowski both getting decently into the playoffs. I'm on the verge of seeing if they could get into a round of 8, maybe round of 12. It depends on how they do in the mid-year. But the one who I'm really, really looking forward to seeing is Ryan Blaney. I think Ryan Blaney's making the championship four. He's going to be a contender for the championship, and he's really going to stand out this year.
Ooh, interesting. Yeah, I know of the three, Blaney was the one I had going the furthest. But the one that I'm really watching, I'm interested to see how Blaney does, but it's a huge year for Joey Logano. Like, I had him pretty low. Like, I was down to, like, 8 or 9 the last, you know, 4 or 5, and I'm like, ooh, Joey's one of these, so I'm not sure if he's going to make it. So, yeah, I do feel like he's going to make it. He's going to do pretty well, but coming into Daytona here, it's a really big year for Joey. He has to step it up, of course.
Yeah, Logano was my 2017 champion preseason. That obviously didn't turn out very well. So let's go to Stuart Haas Racing Camp now. I have Kevin Harvick in. I would imagine you guys both have him in as well.
Yes.
Kurt Busch, defending Daytona 500 champion. I know Zach and I were talking offline. Zach was iffy. I have Kurt in. I think, as Zach and I talked on the podcast last week, I think Kurt Busch is one of the most underrated talents in all of NASCAR, all of racing.
I think he's getting in, but he's getting eliminated after the first round.
Yeah, I agree. I had to cross his name out twice. You know, I was between him and two other guys. And yeah, before I finalized everything, I said, Kurt Busch missing the playoffs. And I'm like, no, that doesn't sound right. He's going to make it, but yeah, I think that round of 16, that's as far as he's going to get.
What about, I got Clint Bowyer in. This is a big year for Clint Bowyer. We want to talk about big years for drivers. Yep. He's in the best equipment arguably he's ever been in. So last year didn't go as planned. I think he gets in this year. What about you, Zach?
Yeah, last year was a good year. I mean, he had some solid runs, finished second at, you know, plate tracks, road courses, short tracks, but didn't even make the playoffs, and that was a huge disappointment. So, yeah, I agree that this is a big year for him. Same with Kurt and a few other guys. So, yeah, I have Clint making it, but really similar to his teammate Kurt, he's just not going to be that far.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that he has some potential to get to the round of 12. I feel like he's going to win a race or two, which is going to be huge for him to get back into victory lane. He was on the verge of it in 2017. He really needs to get back in 2018. Otherwise, his job is on the line.
Now, I don't have Eric Almirola. Do either of you? Obviously, he's going to replace Danica in the 10 car in the fourth Stuart Haas Racing machine. You guys got him in?
He's certainly going to outperform Danica. No doubt about it. I expect to see him in the top 20 on most weeks. I don't see him getting in this year, maybe next year. He definitely could be one of the surprise winners at a track like Kansas or Daytona.
Yeah, I don't have him making it, but I do see, you know, even occasional top five, maybe one or two top fives, a handful of top tens, maybe top 20 in points. But yeah, definitely no playoffs, and I wouldn't expect him to win this year.
Now, I've named 15 drivers getting in. I'm going to throw my last one out there. And, Joe, you said Byron's not making it, so you have at least two more out there, I believe. I think Ryan Newman's getting in. He just has a tenacity about getting in the playoffs, and then typically he does well in the playoffs, last year with an exception. But I think Ryan Newman gets in. Zach, I think you had him in as well.
Yep. Yeah, Newman was my guy. With Harvick, you know, being as quick as he is, I think Newman is the new Mr. Where Did He Come From. He doesn't do it to win, but he does it with top fives, and he seems to always, you know, survive through these races and get those results when we really didn't expect it. I think last year it was his most top five since 2011, something like that. So it was a good year for him. He got back to victory lane, so I feel like that momentum is going to bleed into this year.
I have both RCR cars making it, plus, well, you guys are going to really laugh at me for this one. I have Casey Kane making it. Wow. As winning as a wild card. I feel like the change is going to do wonders for him. He is going to do really well. And the biggest thing for me is that Levine Family Racing was really improving at the end of 2017. I expect Casey Kane to take this team, pick it up on shoulders, and really do well in 2018. But I don't see him going far in the playoffs. He's going to get eliminated after the first round.
I don't think that's that crazy, to be honest with you. Look at Red Bull Racing when he was there that 1 year. He put that team on its shoulders, won Phoenix, the penultimate race of the year. I wouldn't be shocked if he got in. And honestly, if you look at Levine Family Racing last year, they ran well really all season. I mean, McDowell finished, what, 26th in the points, I think. And it was really only their second full-time season. So I guess we'll have to stay tuned on that one.
If he were to get in, it would have to be on one of those big one-time wins. I mean, with last year with Mike Dowell, he only had one top 10, you know, and I expected at least more top 10s out of him, and that one was Daytona. So definitely more consistency, but, yeah, to make the playoffs without a win, I think that's off the tables. But overall, I think they have some good improvements to make, and for Casey, that's a good driver to have on that team.
And one guy we haven't discussed, folks, is Daniel Suarez.
I was just going to bring him up. It's interesting that none of us have him in there.
Yeah, I actually have him in there. I have him as a top 10 seed. He's going to win a race or two. He's going to be running up front. That number 19 car is going to be back to the way it was when Carl Edwards is around, I think. And that's a bold statement, I know. But I really feel like Daniel Suarez, during the regular season at least, will be on it. He'll be on top of it. I don't know how far he'll get. I have him being eliminated after the first round, but just getting in the playoffs would be a huge step for him.
Yeah. So
yeah, he did what he needed to do last year. He came into the year with no cup experience at all, and he finished a lot of races. He only had only one DNF in the first, you know, 20 or so races, and he had a great run at Watkins Glen. So if he were to get in, I would say he would be on one of those road courses, but he's one of those guys who I'm not going to say overlooked, but he was just one of them who he didn't have enough behind him that I felt like he could make the playoffs. But he's one of those guys who I'm definitely keeping my eye on as a surprise.
Now, you guys have kind of hit on, you know, even Joe mentioned his champion already. But,
but I had to get a little.
Joe, you can leave.
Yeah, but let's move into the round of 12 then. I'm just going to name off some of the drivers I have. I have a quartet of Toyotas. I have Truex, Kyle Busch, Hamlin, and Eric Jones all making the final 12. Do you guys have any different than those four? Or those four not making it?
Yeah, well, the four I don't have making it.
I have those four making it, I'm saying. But, like, do you have those four making it, I guess is what I'm trying to ask.
Yeah, I tried following your list. But, yeah, I know I would have, you know, William Byman and Jimmy and Chase, those three Hendrick. I have them going through all three Penske guys as well, along with, you know, Eric Jones, Lawson, those guys. So a couple surprises, a couple I had to think about a little bit, but some solid teams that are still going to make it through. So I believe we agree on most of those.
Yeah,
I have Chase Elliott, Jim Johnson, Kyle Busch, Blaney, Truex, Harvick, Larson, Newman, Dillon, Eric Jones, and Suarez.
All right, I'll just name my other eight. Then I have Johnson and Elliott as well. I have the three Penske cars. I have Bowyer and Harvick, and I got Larson going to the final 12. Going to the final eight, I have those same four Toyotas going in. I got Jimmy, I got Chase, I got Harvick, and I got Larson. What do you guys have?
I have Chase, Larson, Harvick, Truex, Blaney, Kyle Busch, and Jimmy Johnson.
I have Truex, Kyle Busch, Harvick, Chase, Denny, Eric Jones, Larson, and Blaney.
So, Zach, you had all four Toyotas too, right? You had Truex, Kyle Busch, Jones, and Hamlin.
Yep, those four. And those were pretty, like we just talked about Eric and those guys. They were, I pretty much put them straight to the final eight at least.
Yeah, same here. I mean, that's a lot of Toyotas in the final eight. But, I think they're going to have a killer year. I really do. But moving into the championship race then at Miami, I think we're going to see a repeat of last year. We're going to have Truex and Kyle as the top two seeds. And then, like I said, I think Chase Elliott's going to have the most wins this year. I think he's going to get in. I say he wins Martinsville Redemption to get in. And then I'll pick Kyle Larson as my fourth guy. What about you, Zach?
I agree on the top three of Truex, Kyle Busch, and Chase. But then I have Denny Hamlin taking it all the way to Homestead.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And Redemption. Talking Redemption.
I have Kyle Larson, Ryan Blaney, Kyle Busch, and Martin Truex Jr. with Kyle Larson going in championship in 2018.
Yeah, I mean, and that's cool because Larson's never made it to Homestead as championship eligible, but watching him run that high line at Homestead, that's just spectacular.
Yeah, we've been robbed of something really special here, seeing Kyle Larson race for a cup title at Homestead. He's up front every year, he's riding that wall, and he's running for the win, but he's never running for a title. He's not in my final four, but I hope he makes it just for the show.
Yeah, and so Zach, who is your champion? Joe's got Larson.
Yeah, mine's Denny Hamlin.
Really?
He's it done. Yeah, of those guys there, he's among the most experienced. And, yeah, if we're talking redemption, I mean, he's not just 1 year off. I mean, he's run years and years and years of coming close. And I think he's going to get it done this year. We talked about Toyota and how strong they've been. He was a few steps behind Truex and Kyle, but he got some wins and saw some solid consistency in the playoffs. Again, that's what got him in trouble a little bit. But I feel like what he did at Phoenix last year was really impressive. That's only one race, but I think this could be his year.
Yeah, Phoenix had to have been so heartbreaking if you think about it. He led most of the race up until that cut tire.
It was a tremendous run, yeah.
My champion, I'm going to pick Kyle Busch. He comes into this year, he could have won the last three championships, realistically. And I know in Charlotte, the media tour last month, he was discussing how he's kind of upset that he didn't win three championships. And obviously you're going to be upset if you don't win the championship when you're Kyle Busch and you're up front all every week. But I think he gets it done this year again. I think Toyota's going to dominate. I think Chase is going to be their biggest competition. And Larson. I think we're in for a good year. What do you guys think?
I'm hoping it's going to be a good year.
Yeah, I mean, with the stage racing, it's the second year of the stage racing, and that I said last week on the podcast, that was the best thing that's ever happened in NASCAR, I think.
Oh, it was fantastic. It was a fantastic move, and the biggest thing for me at the stage racing is that no longer do you have these 100-lap stints that are incredibly boring to watch. Yeah, I think all three of us, when we're at school, people ask us, why do we follow NASCAR the way we do? It could get boring, and you know what? I don't think it can as much anymore because of stage racing. This is definitely a big improvement, but we still have to see if this clean air advantage is gone in 2018. It's been driving everyone up a wall. There were a lack of lead changes in 2017, and I really think that we need to figure that out in 2018.
Yeah, where the rule changes aren't coming in this year, and I was happy about that. We saw a lot. We talked about how the championship format and stages have been so great, so I'm glad they didn't touch those. But I love when there's driver changes and team changes, and a lot of young drivers coming in. We talk about them all the time, and we talked about all these guys who we really don't know how they're going to perform this year. We didn't have like Bubba Wallace or Alex Bowman or Suarez or Stenhouse even making it. At least I didn't. So to see how the drivers perform this year, that's really going to be the biggest thing I'm going to be excited about.
Yeah, it's going to be a unique year with all this young talent, taking over for Dale Jr. and all the established drivers that have been in the sport for so many years. I don't know. I think it's going to be a unique year. Like I said, and I think it's going to be a really good year. I think this year will propel NASCAR into its next 20 years.
It has. Does NASCAR have a choice?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess we're talking a little about the future. With so many rising stars this year, it is a very crucial year. You have Bubba Wallace, who we didn't mention. What if Bubba Wallace comes out right off the bat, wins Daytona, makes the playoffs? That's huge for NASCAR to have an African American.
We're having technical difficulties with Joe there, but I hear what he's saying with Bubba Wallace. He thinks it's definitely a critical year to get Bubba in. Yeah, and NASCAR's promoting him too. You know, they have to. They have to promote Bubba, and they have to promote these younger guys like Zach and I were talking on the last podcast. But guys, I want to talk a little bit about Xfinity now. Not much at all, and trucks. We're just going to name our champions. Joe, who is your Xfinity and Truck Series champion in 2018?
For your Xfinity Series, I have late model driver Daniel Hemric. After an unbelievable stint in the playoffs, I think he gets the job done in 2018. For the Truck Series, I'm going Ben Rhodes, who had some terrible luck in 2016 and 2017, probably 2015 too. I'm going Ben Rhodes in 2018.
Yeah, for me, if I were to look at Xfinity, I really wanted to look past the JRM guys, so I'm going to go with Cole Custer. He ended the season off with that remarkable run at Homestead, dominated. I think he won by 16 seconds, and that wasn't just a shot out of the dark. Like he showed some great mile-and-a-half speed throughout the playoffs last year. So, and we know how many mile-and-a-halves there are on the schedule. So I feel like the second year he's gonna go straight through the season with some solid improvement from last year. And for trucks, I guess I can say the same thing about Ben Rhodes. I think he's gonna come out with the title. He finally has a stable home from year to year. These last few years, and he broke through with that first win at Vegas last year, and he's always been shown not only the speed to run up front, but the tenacity to race really hard for a win. And I feel like in the good old Truck Series, that's what you need more than anything. So that'll be Cole Custer and Ben Rhodes are going to be the titles this year.
Yeah, for me, I think I'm really high on Christopher Bell. He's won the last two Chili Bowls, obviously, for the dirt racing. It's the biggest race of the year. But he's a special talent, I think. And I think he's going to rise the ranks of NASCAR quick, as long as, you know, Toyota has a place to put him. But I think he's definitely going to win the championship this year in Xfinity. And for trucks, I think Johnny Sauter, the old veteran's going to get her done again. He was really disappointed last year after finishing second to Christopher Bell. I think he's just going to get it done. Do you guys have any final thoughts before we sign off and before we head to Daytona, really?
Yeah, can't wait to see you guys. Can't wait to cover your races. And hope you guys enjoy our coverage for this year.
Yes, we all leave in me and Joe at least leave in 7 days. So we're all going to see each other, and we're going to put some great content out there. It's going to be an action-packed speed week once again.
It's going to be huge, folks. Huge.
Indeed, it will be huge. So, yeah, and we'll sign off for this week's podcast, but we're going to keep this record that we have, and we're going to review it come Indy in, I don't know, 7-8 months, whenever the playoffs roll around, and we'll see if our expertise was right, wrong, indifferent, whatever, but until next week, so long.